You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Yes! Welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin. New year, new music. Hell yeah. I decided to feature Dracula's. It's one of my new, and I use air quotes, new favorite band. New to me, my buddy Mike Wiebe's band. Members of Riverboat Gamblers and Rise Against. I highly recommend them. I like them so much, I may go see them live. And if you know how I feel about live music now, I'm fine with it. I don't like live audiences. I mean, as a comedian, yeah, okay, I like live audiences. I don't like being in a live audience, you know, with people and shit. But that's fine. You know, I used to. I just, at maximum awareness, I tend to get irritated, but like I said, I like them so much I may actually go see them. So, yeah, so we're going to try that. You know, we've got, I'm going to have Dracula's open and close my podcast, and we'll see how that goes. I like it. Hope you do too, or not. It's a new year. New me. No, but... Although it would be interesting, though, to just completely go, you know what? It's a brand new year. I'm going to be into steampunk now. Like, just immediately, just completely change your shit. You know, at 45, like you're a teenager going into high school. And it's like, this is a new me now. But just do it now. I just started wearing that kind of shit. Oh, that'd be great. It wouldn't. I think that people would have an intervention. Just go, you were annoying before, but now, Jesus Christ. What's with the hat? Oh. So it's New Year, and like most people, you know, you think about what you're going to do. There's a, you know, I like goals all of a sudden. Not all of a sudden. The past year. It turns out having goals is actually a good thing when you actually follow them and accomplish them versus when you don't, I guess. I guess when you shoot for something and it doesn't do well, then you go, well, that sucks and doesn't really motivate you to continue doing that. So don't have goals. That's what I'm saying. No, do. Let me do a quick... Everybody that I know on social media, on Facebook and Instagram specifically, the only social medias that I participate in, for real, they, you know, you post kind of a year in review, kind of, 2018 was this, and, you know, it kind of sucked. I gotta admit it, and I may have mentioned it, but 2018 was pretty good for me. You know, news cycle, it was shit. You know, you looked at the news all year, it kind of sucked. But personally, in my life, in my world, in my bubble, it was pretty good. I started this podcast. I released an album. My girlfriend and I are still together and doing well. That's big. I was single for too long. If you've heard my bit, you know I was single for too long. You can hear that bit on my album, still available on iTunes and Amazon. Anyway, thank you all for who's listened and or bought the album. If you're listening to this, you probably have. So yeah, it was a good year for me. What else did I do? I went to Chicago. Yeah, I got out of Texas for the first time and flew on a plane. Both of those things happened for the first time in 12 years. That's big for me. Talk about getting out of your comfort zone. That worked out really well. So here we are. It's January 2nd. Also, January 2nd means I have gone a complete year without smoking a cigarette. Fuck yeah, I did. I mean, granted, I vape. I didn't just cold turkey go, you know what, no more nicotine ever. No, I switched to vaping. Which is great. Look, I realize that it's still douchey, but here's the thing. It's not, I think it's good for people who are trying to quit. I think just doing it to as a status is still douchey. I think it's a good substitution, especially since you can just do it inside. It's fucking great. Yeah, I'm a fan. Anyway, so goals versus resolutions. I think my biggest issue with resolutions is there's so much stigma to it that by making a New Year's resolution, you're almost setting yourself up to fail immediately because you're calling it a resolution. You're like, I resolve to, I'm going to really quit now. As opposed to having a goal, you set yourself up to not necessarily to fail, but like, I don't know, you set it. Resolutions, people break resolutions so much so that's always in your head. So when you make a resolution, you're like, oh, I hope I can make it. You know, you're already setting doubt for yourself. Whereas a goal, you can still shoot for it. You know, you can, and if you make it realistic enough and reasonable enough, then it's something you can still strive for. And a resolution, once you fuck it up, you're like, well, that was it. Guess we'll see you next year. But a goal, like if you fuck it up, you can just start over. I don't know. It just feel mentally, I think it works better. So I would go for goals. And I know a lot of you tend to, you know, quit something that, you know, a drug or alcohol or something, try to do that around this time. It's usually after New Year's. Hope yours was fine. My girlfriend and I ended up eating dinner and chilling out at the house, and that was just fine. It was very, very low key. And I'm doing a show tonight. But it doesn't matter. It's already sold out, and you'll probably hear this after the show's even happened, and that's okay. Called 51st Jokes, and it's just an excuse to get 50 or more comedians together in front of people and each tell a 1 minute joke. Should be a good time. That'll be at Spider House. Once again, I'm promoting something that if you're listening to this, it's probably already happened. Or, as I've just saw online, it's already sold out. So, good luck. So, get back to it, John. Goals. And, how did I... here's my encouragement. You can do it. There you go. You can quote me on that. You can do it, ? How do I put it? I don't know. If you can convince yourself, the biggest thing for me, and I don't know if this will work for you, but the biggest thing for me is once I've convinced myself that I look cooler doing it or that I'm better, once I've completely convinced myself that not that I have any kind of doubt that I'm like, no, this is who I'm going to be now. As soon as I get that, this is who I'm going to be now. Like once that clicks in my head, I'm in. Like I still have to do the work, but the work seems to be easier and I seem to be more motivated once I've convinced myself that this is what I'm going to do. I don't know if that's helpful at all. because I mean, everything's in your head. So, you know, if you can convince yourself, like really convince yourself, I don't know how you can do that, but you're like, yeah, this is what we're doing. All aboard, everyone. This is a train we're riding. Like, as soon as you can do that, you know, you have a much better chance of meeting your goal. And I don't, I probably should have prepared and really thought about what goals I want this year so I could have talked about that. And I don't have anything specific other than, you know, I want to develop, since I did my comedy album, now it's time to develop a new set. And so that's, you know, so a lot of writing, a lot of doing that. So that's what I really want to work on. Other goals, I think another trip would be nice. So maybe I'll take another vacation at some point. See if I can last 3 days. I mean, I lasted 3 days last time, but that third day I was like, I don't know if I like being away. And I don't know, just maybe try to get out of that comfort zone. That's always something to shoot for. All right, so, hey, keep it down. My cat just pooped. And I don't know what it is about cats after they use the litter box, but then they all of a sudden, my last two cats, that's what they do. They poop and then they just go crazy in the apartment. I don't know what her deal is. Forgot. This is coming up. Look for the podcast Thanks Academy, run by my friend and fellow comedian Karina Magyar. And what she does is she has random friends over to watch a random movie that won Best Picture, the Academy Awards. And so we watched the 1980 film, Ordinary People. And so you should check that episode out. I do not recommend checking out the movie. I mean, I guess if you want, but just listen to the podcast instead. But look for that. It's Thanks Academy, and it's what a fucking movie that was. And I don't mean that positively or necessarily, you know, it's not bad. It's just Jesus. Anyway, it's a 2-hour ad about why therapy is okay. I feel like I should go to therapy after seeing that movie. I'm like, I need you to help me process this. What the fuck with this movie? How did it beat Raging Bull? Like, there's a whole lot. So check that out. Oh, man. What do we want to talk about the next several minutes? I have no idea. I do have, I looked to see what was going on in the world of recovery and addiction news-wise, and I have to reiterate, I may have brought this up in the past year, and I'm sure I have, and this won't be the last time you hear it, but CNN is some bullshit. Guys, if you're progressive, all right, if you're liberal, you have so many options of news where people are, you know, they're progressive, but they at least try to be journalists. Like they, you know, I personally like the BBC. I do that because they've got no dog in the fight over here. You know, they're a little mired in the Brexit bullshit, but you know, they cover the world. They're like, hey, it's not all about you, America. Like they cover everything, and they cover the things that they think are important. But they, you know, they try to journalistic integrity. They try to shoot for. You know, I check out Washington Post. I check out New York Times. But CNN, Jesus Christ, you guys, I don't. They're just like, we're so noble. They're so bad. It's like sometimes they try to be like BuzzFeed or something. You know, they're like, hey, we're hip, and they're not. And then they put out this article today, but it's based on a study that's 12 years old. And the article is basically the most addictive drugs. Like top five most addictive drugs. Guess what's number one? Heroin. Of course it is. It's always been, and it still is. Thanks for this just in. Heroin's addictive, everyone. Cocaine was number two. Nicotine was number three. However, there was a link to an older study done that I found actually interesting. So there was something that came out of it. I just think it's weird that they decided to do a top five list article today, 2019, January 2nd. They decided to do this and to let you know that heroin is the most addictive drug out there. Now you know. Also, water is helpful with survival. Keep that in mind. Oh, this just in, you need to eat to live. All right, but the study that I saw, it's the second most harmful drug, heroin. So I'm like, all right, what's the first most harmful drug? Alcohol, turns out. And the reason is because they were gauging harm to yourself and also harm to others. And alcohol, out of all the drugs, is way more harmful to other people because it makes you do dumb shit. So when you collectively, alcohol is the most harmful drug, which is not surprising, also the most used drug. So we hurt ourselves a lot and others. Once again, this is information that you already had. All right, so I just realized what I wanted to end the little podcast today with talking about, and this isn't necessarily about, this is in general, but it's prompted because of the Louis C.K. shit that's going on, which is the main focus of it is some of the things that he said. It's funny because they were, because what happened is they apparently a bootleg recording of his show made it, and then everybody's, you know, blah, 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 blah about it, and I really don't give a shit. But I did see the blurb, something that he had made a joke about the Parkland shooting kids, and I was like, well, what did he say? And I read the joke, and I went, oh, I wrote that. Like, I wrote that. Like a way less malicious, but about the same kind of thing, you know, 10 months ago when it happened. So, you know, timely. But it's funny because I remember writing that, and then I said it at an open mic, and I was like, eh, I'm not going to do this. This makes me feel old. It makes me sound really, really old. And that actually was beneficial because that open mic, you know, and trying it out made me adjust something. And it's a goal that I have for this year, which is to, I'm still going to make fun of people younger than me. Millennials and centennials, your kids in your 20s and younger. Like that's going to happen. I'm totally going to poke fun at you guys because you guys are ridiculous. But that's a given. But it's about how you say it. And can you do it without sounding like you're goddamn retired, you know, baby boomer? That's the thing, is that you have to be in touch, and you got to walk that fine line, because otherwise you just sound fucking old. And that's what Louis does. He just sounds old. And if you don't like him, here's the thing, you guys. you got to ignore the motherfucker. Because the more people get outraged about something that they, you know, about somebody that they don't like who says dumb shit, it's press. You're giving them attention. And a good example of this is when in the late 80s, when Scorsese released The Last Temptation of Christ, it was, without seeing the movie, churches and Christian organizations were like up in arms about it. And, you know, we're like boycotting it. But the thing is that the movie made more money because everybody was just going, no, don't go see the movie. And made people go, I'm going to go see the fucking movie. And it wasn't great. That movie is not good. It's got good reviews in Rotten Tomatoes and stuff. But, you know, maybe one day I'll see it again. But when I saw it, I was like, this isn't great. This is... And it wasn't really that, it's not really that controversial, really. It's the, you know, the things that you were mad about, turns out it kind of, it resolves it by the end. It's, yeah, so, but the thing is that, and it was still a flop. That's the thing. Even with the controversy and people spite watching it, it still was a box office failure. And it would have been more of a failure if people went, whatever, Martin, and didn't go see it. And just was like, eh. You know, that's the movies that really bomb are the ones that nobody gives a shit about. And that's how you got to approach entertainment and artists who you don't really care for and you think are bad. But the one thing that I did want to address about it, and this, you know, I don't know why people don't realize that when you bootleg somebody's comedy set, you're fucking stealing. It's like bootlegging a movie. You know, the whole idea, the whole way, the only way that, you know, the two ways that artists, that comedians can make money is off of sales of their products. And you guys don't buy albums. So it's the other one, seeing people live. And so when you just record stuff to YouTube and you just release stuff, you're basically stealing from them. But you're going to do that. I know that that's just the way, you know, it's no, it's a, we have to, you know, keep tabs on Louis. No, you do that for everybody. And you need to just quit stealing from people. The other thing that really sucks is that people will record a comedian at open mic. An open mic. Unlike anything else, the only way, stand-up comedy is the only art form that you have to practice in front of a crowd. That's how you develop bits, is in front of people. So, you know, I have so many shit jokes that I realized they were shit because I was saying it out loud at open mic, seeing people's reaction, hearing me and going, oh, that's a bad joke, and then didn't do it again. I don't want that out there. Not that I'm, you know, telling people, hey, don't record me. Nobody's recording me. But, theoretically, it's just, you know, and I'm also not implying that Louis's offensive bullshit, you know, well, when did you become, you know, conservative? You know, like, oh, he's just developing it at open mic, but by the time it hits, you know, the finished product, it's going to be fine. I don't give a shit about that. I'm just saying in general, don't record people at open mics, man. Let us work this out. It takes time to work out a bit. You know, it doesn't, that's not a finished product. We know when it's a bad bit and it's an offensive bit, when it comes out of our mouth and gets no reaction or gets a negative reaction. If people don't like a joke and continue to not like a joke, we're not going to keep it. That's not how that works. So, you know, don't record on open mics, man. Don't record. Put your phone away and enjoy the show, or don't enjoy the show. Be in the moment. Yeah. You damn kids. Nah, see what I did there? It's good, because I was just talking. Oh, fuck. All right, guys. Yeah. That's about it. new podcast, first podcast of the new year. And I think that went meh, but that's great. That's fine by me. We'll see you next week. I'm going to let Mike Wiebe take us out. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Rabin. Bye, guys.